You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. After a Leelanau County Road Commissioner was caught using a racial slur, local officials are doing damage control. The County Commission tried to come up with an anti-racism resolution on Tuesday, but it didn't go smoothly. IPR's Max Johnston caught up with Leelanau Enterprise reporter Eric Carlson to hear more about the ongoing issue.
All right, so Eric, to start off, the Leelanau County Commission wanted to craft an anti-racism resolution. Can you just give us the context? Why did they want to do that, and were they successful in passing one the other day?
Well, they wouldn't have passed one yesterday, but they were tasked with trying to come up with some language to include in a draft resolution that was provided by County Administrator Chet Janik. And during the course of discussion, came up with some novel ideas about what might be included in such a resolution.
Right. And obviously, so there was a lot of discussion about the language of the resolution, what would go into it. And there seemed to be a fair amount of disagreement over that stuff. Can you give me a sense of like what were the sticking points over this resolution and the language that was going to be in it?
It became clear that at least two of the commissioners really wanted to address the issue of abortion in the African-American community. Commissioner Melinda Lautner suggested that that's really racism in its truest sense. And Commissioner Will Bunnick, who is the chair of the county board, also suggested that some examples be given of racism, for example, calling police officers pigs. And so there was some discussion along that line. Commissioner Deborah Rushton suggested that the term racial equity was itself a racial slur. It should be equity for all.
And so I want to, on that first point, sort of abortion entered into this debate over the resolution. It's my sense that I know this issue has come up on the commission level before. Can you give us some context here? Like, how did this issue get thrust into this debate over, racial injustice?
The last time abortion became an issue in front of the Leelanau County Board of Commissioners was when the board chairman, Will Bunnick, brought some people in from his church and the St. Mary's School in Lake Leelanau, who'd been involved in a Right to Life event, and suggested that a resolution be adopted congratulating the students for participating in that Right to Life event and outlining the evils of abortion, but also suggesting that the county board let its state legislators know and particularly take a position on abortion. That narrowly failed.
Okay. And so this was discussed at an executive session of the board. Obviously, going back to the original comments made by the road commissioner, I believe, last week, I mean, there's been a big public outcry over this. What has been the public response to that executive session, to this resolution that the commission is considering, and to now these new factors that are being sort of thrown into the debate? What has the public had to say about this?
Most of the public comment we've seen on the Leelanau Enterprise Facebook page has been negative. Most people don't seem to approve of what the county board is saying, particular members of the county board. It's important to point out, though, that three members of the county board were very enthusiastic about adopting a resolution that was presented that contained language that is familiar to people in articulating an anti-racism point of view. But they were outnumbered.
And so this story, dating back to those initial comments, has really gotten like national attention. And there's been some conversation about Leelanau County's sort of reputation. So, I mean, can you speak to just maybe how the county's perceived when it comes to racial injustice and, you know, the environment for people of color? What is this dynamic in this story? What sort of conversation has this sparked about the county as a whole?
I think there's now concern in the county that Leelanau County will be perceived as a place that's full of racists. That's not really true, of course. On the other hand, census data show that we do have a very old and very white population compared to most other counties in Michigan. I think that accounts for most of the disconnect from the views held by populations in other counties.
And so do we know what will be in this resolution or what we should keep an eye out for the next time the commission meets?
Well, County Administrator Chet Janik asked members of the county board to provide him additional input so that he could write another draft and present it to them at next week's county board meeting. And that's all going to be done kind of behind the scenes. They have a deadline of Thursday. It so happens they're a budget workshop session of the county board on Thursday. This whole set of issues regarding racism and the resolution is not on the agenda of that meeting, so it won't be discussed. But that's when the county administrator expects to hear from commissioners about what he should include in the next draft of that resolution.
Eric Carlson is a reporter for the Leland Law Enterprise who's been covering this story. Thanks for taking the time to talk today.
Thank you.